USF officials announced today that renowned Spanish architect Santiago Calatrava has been selected to design the first building on the new Lakeland campus of USF Polytechnic. The announcement was made this morning by Marshall Goodman, the VP and CEO for USF Polytechnic, who was effusive in his praise for the award-winning architect.
He is known around the globe for his breathtaking vision and stunning engineering. I would argue that nobody captures our current aspirations, the dynamic surge, the innovative impulse, the creative agenda, as does Calatrava. And this part is very important. Nobody transforms a landscape the way he does.
David Robinson is the CEO of DSM and was part of the selection committee. He said the new campus building will transform the region.
It's not something that's easy to express to say that what this building is going to be able to do for this local community, what it's going to do for Lakeland, Polk County, Central Florida, all of Florida. As Florida's first polytechnic, we're going to have the ability to see the transformation that a single building can have, because architecture is one of those things that can transcend both time and space.
Calatrava was conferenced into the news conference from his home in Zurich. He said he had been to Lakeland twice and calls the area where the new campus will be located at beautiful and natural.
It will be a combination of plants, of trees, of water, of modern, very modern, future-relating buildings, and with a lot of light, and trying to create the most comfortable environment for the new generations of students.
USF Polytechnic was originally called USF Lakeland until last year. The school opened in 1988, currently has 4,229 students, but is shared campus space with Polk State College. The new campus will be at the eastern intersection of I-4 and the Polk Parkway in North Lakeland. Groundbreaking is scheduled for later this year, with a scheduled opening in the summer of 2012. Calatrava discussed how the Polytechnic campus will become more than just a college institution.
It will be beyond that, also a place in which new industries and new companies will be founded, and a lot of activity, technical nature, will appear. I think this is part of the very modern understanding of the university today. We are far from understanding the university as a pure place in which the students passively receive just information. We are getting more and more into a more organic understanding of education and an interrelation between science and technology and industry.